The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. Our impact segment begins each hour. 20-plus minutes of uninterrupted dialogue and discussion. If you were with us yesterday, we spent a fair amount of the program talking about health, well-being, immune system, and the value or lack thereof of putting something into your body that you may or may not know the realities of, in the case of what we are being told is a vaccine. From yesterday until today, I've got seven stories I'm just going to share with you, just for your own information, come to your own conclusions. Story number one, more than 1,200 cases of heart inflammation in adolescents and young adults following Pfizer's or Moderna's COVID vaccine have been reported to health authorities in the United States. According to the CDC, they stated that today, more than 1,200 cases of heart inflammation. Story number two. More than 4 in 10 healthcare workers have not been vaccinated. What? How can that be? When you think about healthcare workers on the front lines, you think they would all say yes, absolutely. More than 4 in 10, I think the statistic is 46% of healthcare workers have not been vaccinated. You think about the CDC. And the NIH, we'll run that audio in a little bit. About half have not taken the jab. Why is that? While 72% of adult Californians and 64% of LA residents, 16 and older, have taken at least one dose of the quote-unquote said vaccine, only 51% of city firefighters and 52% of LAPD officers have done the same thing, at least partially been vaccinated. Why is that? Another story. Israeli researchers earlier this week said that they've discovered a link between Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine and a rare blood disease called thrombocytopenic purpura, TTP. Scientists with the Institute of Hematology at Shamir Medical Center said they began researching the possible link after reports of a sudden increase in TTP all across Israel. The team said they discovered, quote, a chronological connection, end quote, between when the Pfizer shot was administered to the patient and the onset of symptoms of the blood disease. The Institute of Hematology at Shamir Medical Center said, quote, physicians and patients need to be alert to the clinical symptoms, weakness, fatigue, neurological disorders, hemorrhage, and chest pains, end quote. Shall I keep reading? Nearly 4,000 people in Massachusetts who have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19 have tested positive for the disease, adding to the growing number of what they call now breakthrough cases nationwide. According to the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, as of June 12th, there were nearly 4,000 infections in Massachusetts of people that have been fully vaccinated. Boston University infectious diseases specialist Davidson Hamer said, quote, "We're learning that many of the breakthrough infections are asymptomatic or they're very mild and brief in duration. Breakthroughs are expected. We need to better understand who's at risk and whether people who have a breakthrough can transmit the virus to others. So-called breakthrough cases refer to cases appearing 2 or more weeks after a person's final shot. That's primarily the second Pfizer or Moderna dose, but can be the single shot of the J&J, what they call again, vaccine. CDC, quote, "Vaccine breakthrough cases are expected. COVID-19 vaccines are effective, CDC says, are a critical tool to bring the pandemic under control. However, no vaccines are 100% effective at preventing illness." Shall I read on? Twitter has locked out the account of a website called National File after it reported on a tweet from a woman who claimed her 13-year-old nephew died after receiving a second dose of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. A spokesperson for Twitter confirmed to news outlets it locked the National Files account for 12 hours. I always love when I see this in error. Oh, it's just a big mistake. Account has since been reinstated, but the outlet has now said the social media giant has now suspended reporter Jack Hatfield for celebrating Twitter's decision to reverse the suspension of the publication. So a journalist says, you know, good for you. Thank you for writing that wrong. Well, Twitter suspends the guy. According to the National File, which is a website, the report that triggered the action from Twitter included claims from a woman, her name is Tammy Burgess, who said her nephew died after getting the vaccine. She wrote in a tweet that has now been deleted, quote, "Our family is devastated. I struggle with putting this out on Twitter. I am pro-vaccine. We vaccinated my own 14-year-old son as soon as it was available. I know it is mostly safe, but Jacob is dead now," end quote. World Health Organization's website guidance for vaccines stipulates that most COVID-19 vaccines should not be given to children. Although an advisory panel in June gave the green light to administering Pfizer's vaccine to children ages 12 and older. The very page of the WHO says, quote, "Children should not be vaccinated for the moment," end quote. A spokesperson for the World Health Organization said more evidence is needed on the use of the different COVID-19 vaccines in children to be able to make general recommendations on vaccinating children against COVID, end quote. And then finally, the last story, and I've got more. A CBS 62 weather reporter named April Moss has been fired by the station after sharing its practices regarding the COVID-19 vaccine, the editorial policies, and corporate interests in an interview with Project Veritas, James O'Keefe's outfit, who does incredible work, in my estimation. Moss, a former CBS affiliate journalist who went off script during her weather report to say she would be talking to nonprofit Project Veritas, had worked at the station for almost a decade before she was officially fired. In a sit-down with James O'Keefe, Moss accused CBS 62 of manipulating its audience with a corporate agenda, describing the network's news practices as, quote, "propaganda being pushed on people," end quote. She went on to say, quote, "I'm watching my country disintegrate, and if I don't stand up and do something when I'm able to, I just don't know that I could live with myself. No longer is true journalism being executed anymore. It is one of the greatest crimes really in history right now, because if we are shaping the American public's mind, then we need to be seeking the truth," end quote. Moss also claimed in her interview that CBS 62 was sending emails and messages to employees who chose not to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. Moss accused the station of attempting to pressure them into changing their minds, describing the behavior as, quote, a human rights issue, end quote. In announcing her dismissal, a spokesman for CBS 62 Detroit said in a statement that Moss, quote, objected to WWJ's TV's policies regarding COVID-19 testing and wearing masks inside the station, which are based on CDC, state, and local guidelines, end quote. This comes after Fox 26 Houston's television station fired reporter Ivory Hecker earlier this month, who also said she was going to Project Veritas. Is there a theme here? Hecker told Project Veritas that Fox 26, quote, came at my throat for standing up against censorship. Hecker said what's happening within Fox Corporation is an operation of prioritizing corporate interest above the viewer's interest and therefore operating in a deceptive way. It is unspoken, but if you accidentally step outside the narrative, if you don't sense what the narrative is and go with it, there will be great consequences for you, end quote. Hecker also revealed how she was instructed to, quote, cease and desist, end quote, on content that would present hydroxychloroquine as a feasible treatment for COVID-19. In a statement, Fox 26 said it fired her because, quote, it adheres to the highest editorial standards of accuracy and impartiality, end quote. Any thoughts? 888-528-2557. Those are six or seven stories. Look, every day I have to make my position clear again because some of you may not have heard the program before. You hear bits and pieces. If you want to put something in your body along the lines of liquid that they say is a vaccine, I have no problem you doing that. It's your life, your choice. For me, before I do something like that, and I've been vaccinated for other things, vaccinations that have taken years and have gone through FDA approval and tests and clinical trials, which these have not. We had a caller yesterday say, I've taken the vaccine and everybody should. And when I asked what vaccine, it took about 3 minutes for her to tell me which one. And then I said, do you know what's in the shot? And it was just, again, well, no, we're supposed to take this. And this is why COVID is on the wane. So this is the only factor, the only possible factor that, because the numbers are down, and by the way, I want to be careful here. I don't think the answer is black and white or an all or nothing, but do you find it rather fascinating that shortly after the Biden administration took over, CNN and MSNBC and the mainstream media, they stopped those ticker numbers? Remember when Trump was in office, every day you saw the death count? All of a sudden, the numbers went away. And don't get me going on therapeutics and how so much censorship early on from medical frontline doctors that worked hands-on with people to turn their lives around that had been infected with COVID. There's stories on ivermectin. You only have to dig a little bit. Saving lives. And yet, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, no, no, no. Medications that are basically pennies on the dollar. But no, you take that shot. You take the jab. And look at the benefit. Here in California, you may win $1 million in a lottery, or you'll get a $50 gift card. It's ridiculous. All right, we have open lines, 888-528-2557. Caesar in Whittier, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hey, hello, Frank. How you doing?
I'm well. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Yes, I mentioned that my dad, he's 92 years old, and he got vaccinated. And right after the vaccination, the second one, about a week later, 2 weeks later, he contracted the COVID. And after he contracted the COVID, he didn't know he had it. He had COVID. He was feeling sick. He kept saying that his chest hurted. He felt the chills and all this stuff. So we thought it was just a side effect of the vaccine. But he kept getting worse, so my sister forced him to go to the doctor, took him in there, and they took his oxygen level and everything, and they said he's breathing well and everything. And they found out that that he had a double pneumonia, and that he came out positive of the COVID. But they asked him if he got vaccinated, and he said yes. He goes, they told him that that's what saved his life. He goes, he's able to breathe. You're able to breathe on your own and everything. He goes, you're good.
Wait. Let me understand what you're saying. He got vaccinated against COVID, still got COVID, and then they told him the vaccination is what saved his life. You realize it kept him from getting severe. Okay, you realize that makes no sense whatsoever. You do understand that, don't you?
I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean it makes no sense?
If he took a vaccination and still got COVID, how did the vaccination guard him against getting COVID or somehow save his life?
It doesn't guard you against getting COVID.
What does it do?
But it keeps you from getting severely ill.
Really? Should I go through all of the stories of blood clots and people having strokes and heart attacks and...
Well, they're probably so. That's probably true. I'm not going to argue the point that there's cases that people got, but they're very few. There's always going to be something going
very
on.
Very few.
Not every vaccination.
Here's the bottom line. I praise God your father is alive at 92. If you want to believe that the vaccine saved his life, I'm okay with that. I have no need to be right here. My sadness is there are many 92-year-old people that are not around today because of this virus, and there are medical experts that say many of them would still be around if they had accessibility to therapeutics early on, like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, instead of just being admitted to hospital after symptoms really escalated. So don't misunderstand me. I praise God your father's alive. I hope he is around for a long time. But for someone to say somehow the vaccine is what saved his life, I find that not only insulting, but stereotypical about all the things that we're told about drugs that aren't even vaccines. These are experimental drugs. Thank you for the call. And again, I praise God your dad's still around. Thank you for sharing. 888-528-2557. Alan in Whittier, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. Good afternoon. God bless you. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah, I wanted to just add to that, and I'm in complete 1,000% in agreement with you. The top four that you did name do have the mRNA in it. And as you know, we have a God-given RNA in our bodies already. So that's how many of us fight off the flus and such every year. But other countries here and in India another company came up with a vaccine. They started administering that. They did their clinical trials in India. 26,000 people, they had 16 adverse effects and one death. And when they began to run low on their vaccines, Pfizer decided to step in and help and before you know it, well, then you have a second wave of COVID and more deaths in India, which I have many friends in India, and not only were the hospitals empty, but the main problem that they had were oxygen tanks and low healthcare and things of that sort because of all the shutdowns. So people died because they couldn't get into the hospitals and be seen for simple things. But this vaccine from India was actually doing good because it was based off of polio and vaccine and not an mRNA.
Alan, thank you for the call. One of the areas of potential frustration for me in having conversations about this is we have been bombarded with a propaganda campaign for more than a year now by the mainstream media all about the quote-unquote vaccines. Whether it's take the jab, whether it's, again, bribery. Hey, we'll put you in a lottery. You may win $1 million or a whole lot of other financial incentives to do it. If these were safe, if this was really about helping us stave off a virus that will kill maybe 1% of the population, then here's my question. Why has half of the CDC not chosen to be vaccinated? Why is half of the NIH not vaccinated? Why basically have half of frontline, first responders, not been vaccinated? Tons of healthcare workers not been vaccinated. Why? And for me, I think the answer is less the why and more to the point, why don't they have a right to say no? Because that's not the message we've been given. Now we're segregating. Now we're talking about whether it's vaccine passports or you're going to get into a nice digital database where the government's going to have all your private information. And like a bunch of lemmings, automatons, brainwashed zombies, we go, okay, thank you. Thank you for keeping me safe and healthy. Versus maybe taking responsibility for your health. Doing things to boost your immune system. Exercising, having a good diet. Alan was talking about India and the horrific conditions there. It's heartbreaking, and yet when you talk about the country of India, let's talk about things like clean water, access to food. You have children dying of chronic malnourishment, starvation in a country such as India, and yet we just hear it's COVID. When how many children die every day just of chronic and persistent hunger, and we don't think twice about it. So all I can say to you is there's more to this than an ongoing narrative that's nothing but a propaganda campaign where people are making a lot of money. Last point that needs to be made, if you've not heard me say, do I think this is some nefarious plot to wipe out global humanity? I say nonsense. This is about instilling global fear and getting people to go belly up and give up your information and just government, take care of me. And if history proves anything, when we give government a lot of power, let's just say the track record isn't very good. 888-528-2557. If you have any comments at all, we have a couple of open lines. And we will continue with more of the Frank Sontag Show next. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. I've gotten 7 emails in the last 10 minutes. People saying, how can I get more of the information that you have relayed on the air? With one person that I don't know why you wouldn't embrace this information as at the very least a service for public health. encouraging you to become more informed about your health and making good choices. But here's what I would say. In fact, I got an email from somebody saying, hey, send me the links. First, what I would suggest you do is go to our website and download the podcast of the program. And then follow up and attain the information for yourself. If you do that and still have a bit of a struggle to find the information you're looking for, follow up with another email and tell me, and I'll try to do some legwork for you. But I'm not in a position to send you every link or every story that I talk about on this radio program. We covered a lot in a short time. So download our podcasts, and if I can do anything for you after that, send me an email, and I'll do everything I can to help you. Two other short audio clips, and then we're going to talk about moms having enough. Brit Hume is a journalist in every sense of the imagination. Man's been around forever. He and Tucker Carlson had a conversation recently about this very issue that we've been discussing over the last handful of moments.
CDC has been all over the place on vaccines. So has our government. Remember back early, way early on, when the disease was first breaking out here, what did Dr. Fauci say? He said, if you wore a mask, it might keep a few droplets from getting out, but it's not going to give you the protection you think it is. Now, the masks that we see and wear are not exactly, you know, something new. Doctors have been wearing masks in operating rooms, and nurses and medical personnel have been wearing them for the longest time. We know a lot. We presumably know a lot about them. And what we know informed what he said originally. Now, somehow, in the midst of this, it's become an absolutely essential protection. I think a lot of people doubt that. But now we have a situation in which you see people wearing masks who are fully vaccinated. What does that say about how useful it is to get vaccinated? I mean, either the vaccines work, and we're told they do, or they don't.
Right.
And if they do work, then what's the need for the mask? I'm talking about outdoors, of course, but indoors as well.
Well, of course, it doesn't make any sense.
It makes absolutely no sense. And people looking at this are going to say, well, I don't know, even the government isn't making sense about this. The messaging is inconsistent. I don't know what to do, but I don't want some chemical, relatively new chemical stuck in my arm. Now, look, I'm fully vaccinated.
Yes.
I urge everybody to do that. I think it's a mistake not to get one. But I can certainly understand why people would be hesitant given the way the government's been all over the place on this issue.
They're making people afraid and cynical.
I think so.
It seems very... Last question. Have you heard anybody answer the question that you just posed, we've been posing? If the vaccine works, and we all believe it does,
right,
why are we wearing masks?
Well, what they'll tell you is, well, even if you're fully vaccinated, you can still contract COVID. You may not be sick, you may be asymptomatic, but you may be carrying it. And in the course of doing that, you may give it to somebody who's not vaccinated, and that person could get sick and maybe die. Remember this, though, Tucker, about this. All this from the beginning, one thing we've known all along. It way disproportionately affects the elderly and those with certain other ailments, right? We've done a terrible job of protecting them. Terrible job, New York being the most conspicuous example. Meanwhile, we quarantined the healthy.
Of course.
Which is a previously unheard of medical practice.
Making your children play soccer in a mask, which is grotesque.
Crazy.
It's abuse.
Brit Hume, weeks past, and more recently, journalist Trace Gallagher.
So lots of people at risk from getting very sick or dying from COVID have happily taken the coronavirus vaccine, and that makes sense. But there are tens of millions, maybe 100 million Americans who face another question. If you've been infected with the coronavirus already, and you've recovered, and you have natural antibodies, do you need to take the coronavirus vaccine? And if so, why? If you do that, could you be harmed? Well, no one has bothered to investigate that question until now for some reason, but we have an answer tonight. Fox's Trace Gallagher has that story. Hey, Trace.
Hey, Tucker. As the data comes in, the argument becomes very compelling that the vaccination focus should not be on those who have already had COVID. For example, a study from Monash University in Melbourne, Australia, shows that people already infected will make antibodies for most of their lives. The study found two key things. One, that so-called memory B cells patrol the blood looking for reinfection. And two, bone marrow plasma cells then produce antibodies for decades. Studies from Israel Israel and the UK have similar findings. Meantime, talk about missing the forest for the trees. There has been almost zero response to a rather astonishing revelation made by the heads of our key health agencies. Here's the exchange. May 11th, Capitol Hill, under questioning by Senator Richard Burr. It's 47 seconds and well worth it. Watch.
What percentage of the employees in your institute, your center, or your agency of your employees has been vaccinated?
You know, I'm not 100% sure, Senator, but I think it's probably a little bit more than half, probably around 60%.
Dr. Marks?
I can't tell you the exact number, but it's probably in the same range. Some people vaccinated at our facility and others at outside of the facility.
Dr. Winsky?
We're encouraging our employees to get vaccinated. We've been doing town halls and education seminars. Our staff have the option to report their vaccination status, but as you understand, the federal government is not requiring it, so we do not know.
She doesn't know. So those in charge of propagating and dispersing the vaccines can't even get their own people to buy in. And Tucker, you, of course, will address all of this on your Tucker Carlson Tonight special tomorrow night on the left's war on science.
Trace Gallagher is a reporter oftentimes seen on Tucker Carlson. That expose speaks for itself. If you have any comments or questions, you can contact me on air or off air. Phone numbers are 888-528-2557, and our email address is franksontag@kkla.com. When we continue, moms have had enough. We'll talk about that next here on the Frank Sontag Show. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Our final segment is upon us, moms that have had enough. In a moment, I want to take a caller who's been on the screen for a while. It's Dino in Duarte. Dino, you're on the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Frank. Thanks for taking my call, first-time caller. Just wanted to make some comments on some things about hydroxychloroquine, how it lost its patent back in the 70s, so there's no money for them to make off this drug that's still readily available. Also, some of the a derivative of hydroxychloroquine you can find in tonic water. There's quinine in tonic water. So my wife and I, we've been proactive. We make our own quinine tea based off of grapefruit peel. We boil it and we drink it, and it's for viral. Anyways, those are some of the things we're learning. You can buy a bottle of tonic water and on the ingredients find quinine. The soldiers back in the day when they were fighting malaria, they would take this tonic water, and that's how they came up with their cocktail gin tonic, because they chased it with gin so they could take the taste of the quinine that's in the tonic water. Another thing too, this whole thing just is there's so much inconsistencies. I do believe that the COVID virus was man-made for the vaccine. I challenge your listeners and for truth bombs, for the truth, whether it be through Twitter, Instagram, those are some of the major ones we read a lot about, the truth bombers, and the people are out there in droves trying to share this truth.
Well, let me respond. Dino, thank you for the call and mentioning hydroxychloroquine and in a sense, your immune system. If you're listening, at the very least, you should be taking zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D every day, and even find something called quercetin, Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N. There is some vitamin on the market called Z-Stack. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and start promoting things, but boost your immune system. Drink a lot of water. Obviously, practice stress levels. Get exercise. And as Dino shares, I had 7 stories on reactions to the vaccine today. And it's not like I had to delve into the internet for hours on end and go to suspicious websites. The information is there. You have to want to choose to find it. All right, I want to end on a positive note. And it's something you'll be hearing more about in the coming days and weeks. As curriculum in public schools keeps getting pushed on our youth, whether it's sex ed or critical race theory or identity politics, there are parents finally having enough. I want to play the entire audio clip of a woman in New York. I believe her name is Tatiana Abraham. She had had enough.
I think the Board of Education and those sitting on the panels are thieves. I think they're liars and have committed treason against our children. Stop indoctrinating our children. Stop teaching our children to hate the police. Stop teaching our children that if they don't agree with the LGBT community, that they're homophobic. You have no idea each child's life. You don't know what their family lifestyle consists of. You have children like mine who is Muslim and I'm Christian, and everyone would think they would never believe that of her, right? Because the way she looks, or according to Miss Cyrus, she's too pasty white.
Ma'am, we're not allowed to use names. If you have something you'd like to discuss about a specific person, you can call the superintendent or leave your info for her to call you tomorrow.
By the way, the demeanor of this mom, if you've not heard this, it's actually an 11-minute clip. This is only 4+. She's not having any of it. She knows that what she is speaking to, she understands. She believes it is the truth, and she's not backing down at all.
Why are we not allowed to discuss names? Why am I not allowed when they purposely themselves expose themselves on social media talking about calling for the death of a former president or saying that any child that doesn't believe in Black Lives Matter should be canceled out? Is this what my tax dollars is paying for? You're teaching my children and other children that if they believe in God Almighty, they're part of a cult. These educators put their own names out there. We have Mr. Barry, who took it upon himself with Miss Cyrus to create a curriculum.
That should be it.
Do you want the proof? I have the proof. You created a curriculum of Black Panther indoctrination.
Ma'am.
You use taxpayers' dollars.
Can I ask you one more time? I have no issue hearing what you have to say, but
why can we not let the public speak? Why can't we let the public know that you're teaching our children to go out and murder our police officers? Do you want the proof? I have the proof. Is that what scares you? The proof that a parent actually standing up against all of you? Is that what scares you, to call out the names of these people? You work for me. You're emotionally abusing our children and mentally abusing them. You're demoralizing them by teaching them communist values. This is still America, ma'am.
I have no problem having a peaceful discussion. This is not a peaceful discussion.
No, that's your opinion. See, here we go again. This is peaceful. To me, this is peaceful.
Well,
I'm not burning, looting, and murdering. This is peaceful.
No, I did not accuse you of that.
This whole cancel culture, you're silencing the children. Where are their rights? They have no rights. Because if they don't believe in the indoctrination, the demonic, twisted, sneaky, vile acts and education, if you call it that, that you're teaching our children, they don't agree with that. They're either homophobic, they're part of a cult, they're racist. What's racist? Who defines racist? Why? Because do you know what race I am? You're judging and dividing. You're causing segregation. Everything that we fought for, everything that I fought for years. So you have the right to stand here and tell me I'm not allowed to mention a name when the person, the Mr. Barry and Miss Cyrus themselves, you have ELA teachers giving out assignments on police murder. Police are bad. You want the proof?
Okay.
Because we have it.
So
what policy do you have that teachers are not allowed to go on social media and indoctrinate? They took an oath, a responsibility, and they're going against everything that they stand for.
You're making general assumptions?
No, I'm not making assumptions. I'm not. I know what I'm speaking about. See, I don't agree with you, so it's an assumption.
Well, I'm not going to engage in a back and forth with you about this. So if you would like to make an appointment, I would be happy to sit with the superintendent.
I don't want to. The superintendent, the assistant superintendent already sent an email and stated that they had no idea that these books were being put on in the students' hands. I have a problem when teachers are passing out flyers, recruiting children to go to the courthouse to protest Black Lives Matter. When you have people sitting with signs that says all cops are really all cops are. No, I think you people are, because the way you're acting and the way you're treating our children and our police officers and making them believe that it's okay to abuse them, I'll be if I'm going to sit here and let you do that. I will become your worst nightmare, because I'm going to stand here and keep fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting. Everyone out there heard me. Whether they agree or they don't, they're going to start looking into it. And now you're exposed. That's all. It's going to end. This indoctrination and hatred towards our police officers, this systematic racism and cancel culture, it's going to end. You came to the wrong school district to do this, okay? Thank you.
Woman's name is Tatiana Ibrahim. She spoke at a school board meeting in New York. Specifically, I'll tell you in a moment. Carmel Central School District School Board. They've had no comment. She's posted this on social media. She's had nearly a million views, and she's saying she's not going anywhere. She's had enough. Now, wherever you fall, maybe we'll come back and talk about this more tomorrow. Wherever you fall on her demeanor and her approach, I say God bless this woman. That more of us need to stand up and speak out on whatever the issue is. Because those that are in power oftentimes embrace more power based on perpetuating fear in the masses. And if we just sit around and cower and say, whatever you tell me to do, just make me feel safe, we're down a road of hell. And I don't believe that's what this country is about. I don't believe followers of Christ are that way. I don't think that's Jesus' example. Quite the opposite. Stand for truth in love and speak against evil. Your comments are welcomed. Frank Sontag at KKLA.com. And this is the Frank Sontag Show.